This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 240 for Tuesday, January 24th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were weaker Tuesday, dropping below psychological support as speculative selling weighed on prices. Canola down 9 to nearly $11, the March contract down 10 at $796.70 per ton. That move below $800 was bearish from a chart standpoint. Concerns Australia's large canola crop will cut into some Canadian export demand added to the soft tone. Losses in Chicago soy oil also weighed on prices, but soybeans themselves held closer to unchanged and European rapeseed was higher on the day. The Malaysian palm oil market was untraded due to the Lunar New Year holiday. Domestic crush margins do remain strong and scaled down end-user demand provided support. In the U.S., corn and wheat futures were higher while soybeans were steady to lower. Early gains in beans came despite sharp losses in soy oil, with those losses in oil eventually pulling beans down as well. The March contract down 1¾ cents at the final bell at 1488.5 per bushel. Speculative positioning did account for some early buying interest in soybeans, but that market backed away after filling a gap in the charts. Weekend rains easing dryness concerns in Argentina remained another bearish influence, but more moisture will be needed through the growing season. Corn, it was due for a short covering correction after yesterday's losses, with some fresh export demand contributing to the gains. The March contract up 10 cents at $6.77 per bushel. The USDA announced private export sales of 130,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations this morning. Wheat, it's higher across the board, posting double-digit gains. March Minneapolis spring wheat back above the $9 mark in the March contract, up 15 cents at $9.03 per bushel. Kansas City wheat, 14 cents higher in the March contract at $8.33 per bushel. And Chicago wheat also up 14 cents in March at $7.34 per bushel. A crop report out of Texas showed winter wheat conditions in the state at only 11% good to excellent. That's down 10 points from November, with 43% very poor to very poor, as freeze damage was noted in some areas. The conditions were still slightly better than last year's rating at the same time of only 9% good to excellent. Dry areas of the southern U.S. plains did see some much-needed precipitation recently. That pressured values, but forecasts calling for cold temperatures over the next few weeks were supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, January 24th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.